Twice a day, crowds of hungry people line up outside feeding centers all across Mogadishu, holding a pan or a bucket to receive a hot meal. Anyone who shows up is fed. United Nations officials say 100,000 a day get what is called wet or cooked food. Another 200,000 are receiving nutritional assistance in other forms. These women say they would rather have dry food they can prepare themselves. That would give them more freedom. But attempts to distribute dry food in Mogadishu have ended in riots with people being killed. Authorities say families who came to the Somali capital during the famine last year have been slow to go back to their homes. Food, basic medical services, and even rudimentary schools are available in Mogadishu, all commodities rare in the rural areas. And there are jobs as the city starts rebuilding after years of Al-Shabaab control. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Mogadishu.